KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning, everyone. Whether you're listening on the radio, live streaming us, or you're listening to the podcast, we are so happy you've joined us. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and each week I get to bring you inspiring stories about people connected with Fresno State who are making a tremendous difference in our community all through service. Today's certainly no exception to that. With me in the studio are three young ladies, all Fresno State students, and all incredible servant leaders who give hundreds, even thousands of hours of their time each year to help others. Each of these students have earned a unique award or a recognition this year specifically for their service. So let's meet them, shall we? I'm going to have each one of them introduce themselves to you. And first, we have someone who I've known literally since the minute she was born. I'm proud to admit she is my daughter, Alexis Fiorentino. Welcome back to the show, Alexis.
Thanks, Chris. It's good to be back.
So weird to hear you call me Chris, but I understand why. So are you a little less nervous this time? Because last time we were on the show, you were a little nervous.
Yes, less nervous.
So, okay, if you'd start by introducing yourself to the listeners.
I am just graduated from Fresno State with my liberal studies degree. Woo! Finally. And I will be applying for the credential program in the spring semester to pursue becoming an elementary school teacher.
Great. I'm very excited. One down, two to go. So next, we have Miss Inez Hill. Inez, welcome to the show. How about telling us a little about yourself?
Great. Thank you for having me, Chris. Again, my name is Inez. I was born and raised here in Fresno. I went to Computech Middle School, Edison High School, go Tigers. And I'm currently a third-year psychology major student minoring in public health.
Great. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. And finally, kind of the baby of the bunch, if you will, Brianna Pelayo Figueroa. Brianna, I only joke about you being kind of the baby of the bunch, but you are the youngest, so maybe you'd give us a little introduction.
Thank you for having me. So I just finished my first year here at Fresno State.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I am majoring in civil engineering, and I also went to Computech Middle School and Edison High School.
A couple of tigers in the room. All right. So each of you earned a pretty special recognition this year. So I want to talk about those awards and what was the service behind you receiving those awards. And Brianna, we'll start with you. You are the very first recipient of an award named after someone who really was very special to me personally and professionally, Mr. Paul DeRussi. Paul hired me as a graduate student to work with him in the Fresno State Career Development Office while I was getting my master's degree here. And he was really critical in me eventually getting the job as the director of the Richter Center. He was a good friend and a mentor. And after his passing, a memorial scholarship was set up in his name that honors a lower division student, a freshman or a sophomore, who's made a special commitment to service. And you are that first award winner that also comes with a nice $1,000 scholarship in Paul's name. So maybe you'll tell us a little about the service behind that award.
I'm really honored to have been the first recipient of the scholarship, and I've heard a lot about him. And my leadership experience and volunteer service started in high school. I started by just tutoring English learners. So I'm an English learner myself, and part of that reason was to help English learners was because I know the struggle that I had to learn English.
Yeah, you've experienced it firsthand, and clearly somebody who has excelled enough to be a civil engineering major, you must have done pretty well.
Yes, and it didn't stop there. I just continued to get involved. And for people who don't know where Edison High School is at, it has a big kind of like stigma that it's not in the best neighborhood.
Yeah, that West Fresno area.
Yeah, it started new when I was there as a senior. I was involved with Edison Regional Leadership, where we did service projects to help the homeless population around that area. And it also came with like helping future students. So the students from the feeder schools, we would hold like a conference and teach them leadership skills. And it was really nice.
Didn't you also do some stuff that had to do with promoting STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, to other young ladies?
Yes. So I was also in the engineering pathway, and I donated my time for outreach to encourage young girls to pursue a career, not just in engineering, but in the STEM field.
And your service work has continued, right? Now that you're a freshman here at Fresno State, you've continued in service. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So now, after my first year, I moved on to Hoover High School and I helped the immigrant program there, also helping with English skills and their homework. And I also continue the outreach for STEM, and I am part of the College Assistant Migrant Program, CAMP.
Yeah.
And I also do outreach with them.
So you're working with high school students who are recent immigrants who are still learning the language and helping them to be successful in school, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. How did you hear about the DeRussy Award?
Through CAMP. I was emailed. They were telling me to apply, and I take all the opportunities that are handed to me. So I applied and I'm here today.
Did you think, oh, you know, I'm a natural for this because I do all this service work? Or were you kind of thinking, well, I'll give it a shot and see?
Yeah, it was more of like, I'll give it a shot. Later finding out that I'm the first recipient, like it means a lot to me.
Yeah. I think one of the things that happens for students like all three of you and many others who are doing an incredible amount of service, they end up thinking that, oh, it's not that big of a deal, right? I just do a couple hundred hours of service every year. It's no big deal. And it is. It's a huge deal. So that's awesome. Inez, how about you? You were honored this year with the distinction of being named the Campus Compact Newman Civic Fellow. A bit of a mouthful, but you were Fresno State's Newman Civic Fellow this year. And I guess before we move to your service, maybe we should talk a little bit about Campus Compact and that Newman Civic Fellowship and what it's all about. Can you tell us about that fellowship?
Yeah, the Newman Civic Fellowship is a one-year fellowship for community college students like myself. And they are nominated for demonstrating leadership, investment, and finding solutions for challenges that communities face. And through this fellowship, I hope to gain more learning and networking opportunities to emphasize more of civic growth and service learning throughout other communities as well.
And each year, the president of the university can nominate one student to be that fellow for their university. And you were that one student who was nominated by President Castro. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Such an honor.
Can you tell us a little about your service background?
Really, my service started here my freshman year. I was involved in a really huge project through the president's office, and it was called Encourage the Youth. So mainly it was giving back to Southwest Fresno kids here and just being more involved with them because they needed role models in their communities. So the president and the presidential intern at the time set out an initiative for students like myself who are from Southwest Fresno to give back and to put in so many hours into community service the summer of 2017, I believe. So I and a bunch of students met over that summer, planned different workshops, basically created a whole program, which was called the RAP program.
And sorry, RAT or RAP?
RAP, R-A-P. Okay. So it stands for Resiliency, Aspiration, and Perseverance.
Great.
So we created different workshops and fun workshops so that they could relate to us. Like one was about money management and we titled it, It's All About the Money. One was about SMART goals and creating goals for your future and then years to come after. And more emphasizing the importance of college because being from Southwest Fresno and my family background, my mom is the only one that has gone to college. So I didn't really have people to look up to in higher education. So being a role model to those students in Southwest Fresno, I mean, it was amazing to be with them for a whole month. I sacrificed the whole month to be with them over my summer, but I really loved the impact that I made with them. And even some of them now, one of them goes here, and then I saw another one the other day at her job, and she was like, I'm coming to Fresno State in the fall. And awesome. I was just so excited. Like, it was just so awesome. So it's glad to know that the service that I did during that time really mattered, and it's making a difference.
And you've continued on with Fresno Street Saints. You want to talk about Street Saints just a little bit?
Yes. So through the RAP program, we partnered with the Fresno Street Saints, who have different leaders at middle schools and high schools. And they're there at the schools for peer support to the students. Just let them know that, hey, you know, I care for you. I want you to go to class and I want you to be successful. And so we partnered with Joby Jones and Brian. And I mean, those guys, they have phenomenal background stories. Joby, he was a gang member when he was younger. And then it's just nice to see that he is giving back to these kids and teaching them like those are not the ways and you don't want to go the path that I went through. And he's just an awesome person. So it was really good working with that organization and knowing that there's people out there who really care for our youth.
Yeah, including yourself.
Including myself, yes.
And then one other quick little thing. You're also now, you help to engage other students in service through your role as a Richter Center student leader, right?
Yes, yes.
Can you talk just quickly about that?
Yes, I am a part of the Richter Student Leadership Program here on campus, and I serve on the SERF committee, which plans one-day service events for students, faculty, staff here. And I have been just like so overwhelmed, and it's so amazing to have been doing work at Art of Life, SFC, and other organizations and their sites. So like, I feel natural at doing it now. Like it's just so cool to be continuing doing work. I love the program. I love the whole Richter Center office. It's just amazing.
Well, we are happy you're part of it. That's for sure. All right, Alexis, your turn on the hot seat. So like Paul DeRussy, I had the honor of working with John Welty, the former president of Fresno State. And President Welty led Fresno State for 22 years, and I was employed either as a graduate student or for about 20 of his years here at Fresno State as an employee. And I got to work fairly closely with him in developing the university's community engagement and service learning program that today is the Richter Center. When Dr. Welty retired, we set up the John D. Welty Award for Excellence in Community Service. And this award basically honors a student for their overall commitment to community service during his or her time at Fresno State. And Alexis, you kind of knew John and Sharon Welty from when you were a little girl. Maybe you want to share that story real quickly. You can embarrass me.
Yes. So John and Sharon actually sat behind us in Mass every weekend.
Purposefully.
Yes, they loved to sit behind us, and we were always threatened that if we did not behave, we were going to be in big trouble.
I was a fairly new employee here, and I had two young kids sitting in church in front of my boss and his wife, and my young kids are, oh my gosh, it's sweat dripping down me. I didn't listen to Mass for probably 6 months because I was so nervous about the Welties sitting behind me. Anyway, so you kind of knew them, and now you've won this award in Dr. Welty's honor, and so I'm curious about the service work that led to that award.
Yeah, service has just been something that's always a part of my life, and it brings me a lot of joy to serve so many people. And I've served in many different areas, but one thing that is kind of a relationship between the people that I'm serving is kids and cancer. As a daughter of a cancer survivor, it brings me such joy to give back to these people. One of the places that I serve at is the Art of Life Cancer Foundation, which is a local nonprofit that believes in creative expression as a way of healing through the cancer process. And so when my mom participated in this event, I found a love for the people that also participated. And through that, I have served out at the Healing Garden. I have served with their Pain It Forward projects and so many other things that they have done to help with the healing process of so many cancer patients. The next one that is very near and dear to my heart is Camp Kesem at Fresno State, which is a national nonprofit which sends kids to camp for free for a week, and us as college students put on the entire thing. We do everything from the fundraising to putting on the camp to the friends and family days that we do with them every semester, once in the fall, once in the spring. And when I came to Fresno State, had the opportunity to be a counselor for the first time last summer, I was very nervous going into the process because I didn't know what to expect, but it was a life-changing experience. It was one of the best weeks of my life. It was definitely hard, but all of the amazing things and getting to relate with the kids and create those relationships and those bonds far outweighed everything else. And I thoroughly enjoyed my time, and I actually get the opportunity to go back for another summer. And I'm super excited to see the kids that I worked with this last summer and to get to meet all of these new amazing kids that are so deserving of this awesome week. I also had the opportunity to serve on our coordinator board this year as a Make the Magic volunteer. And along with my co, I planned our biggest fundraising event of the year. And somehow it turned out pretty darn well.
Turned out great. You guys raised a lot of money from it. And I also know that you, keeping with that, working with kids, really all three of you working with young people, work at the Newman Center, where I was so thoroughly nervous for all those masses sitting in front of the Welties, and with their youth programs as well, and helping engage those high school students primarily in really positive experiences. And I can attest the fact, and I'm sure Brianna and Inez, you're the same way. You know, Alexis is leaving the house at, you know, 8 o'clock at night after a full day to go to a meeting or going out on a Saturday morning or, you know, whatever else. And I think the amount of time that as full-time students, you work, you go to school, you've got family obligations, and you're putting in all this time in service is really, really impressive. So question for each of you, why service? I mean, why amidst all of that busyness of going to school and working and family obligations and God forbid a little time for yourselves, why committing all this time to service? What do you get out of it?
For me, it just brings me so much joy to serve all of these people and to see the impact that I'm making on them. But not only that, they make an impact on me. And having the opportunity to create these relationships and to serve these people and seeing the difference that it makes in our world just brings me so much joy and happiness.
Inez, how about you?
Service for me, I think that's my Southwest Fresno project was just, it meant so much to me because I'm a product of Southwest Fresno. Growing up, I didn't receive as much service as they did. I didn't receive as much help as they did. And I think that it's very selfish for others, especially dealing with youth, not to give back to them and not to believe in them. And so service is just so important to me. I would sacrifice everything, like you said, 7 a.m. meetings, my Saturdays when I need to study or just want to sleep in because I've had a long week. It's just, it brings you joy and it brings you a fulfilling spirit that you sometimes can't even explain. It's just, it's all smiles on your face. And that's how I am all the time, just smiling.
You are that way.
So it just, again, it just brings me so much joy.
Great. Brianna, you?
I agree with both of them. I think it has a lot to do with the impact that is left within the community. And even if you just make an impact to one student, one kid, it makes a difference. Growing up, I know I didn't have the same support as others did, first generation student. And I feel like that has also driven me to give back because I know there's more than one person that's like me.
Do you think it's made you a better student?
I think in a way it has. I feel like it keeps me motivated because it helps me see that I'm helping other students who are like myself and helping the community. And I agree, like it fulfills you. It brings joy to you knowing that you can make an impact and you can change.
Yeah. Probably pretty hard to be a mentor to a student saying, you got to go to class, you got to do your homework, and then you not go to class and not do your homework. Inez, how about you? You're a third year psychology major. I mean, your service isn't directly related to psychology, but do you think this is making a difference for you academically or professionally?
Yes, I think this is making a difference for me academically. I wasn't motivated in anything when I was younger but sports. And it's because of the environment I lived in. We didn't have much. And if I wanted to be a part of something, it cost money and my mom couldn't afford it. But when I found people like at the Richter Center here on campus, it really helped me to be in a group of other students that have the same heart and drive that you do, that are passionate about service. And that's what gets me to keep waking up every morning to be a part of the team with them. I remember reflecting back on this past semester and I had so much stuff going on. And like you had mentioned earlier, like you sacrifice so much for it and sometimes you want to quit, but it's mainly the people that are around me, like these other two ladies that, you know, we encourage one another to look at the bigger picture and look who's really going to be impacted by this.
Alexis, how about you? You just graduated. You're going to be applying to go to the credential program in the spring semester and want to be a teacher. All this work that you've done with kids and around cancer and programming and planning events and things. How do you think that's going to translate to you being a future teacher?
Well, I learned so much from working with these kids and seeing that their lives, you know, that as a teacher, I could be their happy place. You know, they have so much going on at home that to get to learn how to make a classroom something that they enjoy coming to every day and to bring some happiness to their life when things could be really hard at home, you know, brings me so much joy and happiness. And I get to learn that. I get to learn from many different teachers and I get to learn from these kids how to bring that happiness to them every day.
You talk about working with teachers because I know you've also done a lot of volunteer work in classrooms. And I'm sure there's service work that Brianna and Inez that you did that we didn't even delve into too, but Sadly, the time goes by very quickly and we are almost out of time. So I just want to say again how impressed I am with the three of you. I got to read all of your nominations and see those. I was not involved in the selection, but I still got to see those once they came through and once the selections were made. And it really does make a person, even somebody like me that kind of, you know, 24/7 lives promoting and being engaged in service professionally, to feel pretty guilty about that, not doing more. You are all very, very impressive, and I thank you for your service. And I thank you for being here, and big congratulations on your awards to Inez Hill, Brianna Palayo-Figueroa, and Alexis Fiorentino. And as always, a special thanks to each of you listening. We love bringing you this show each week, and we always enjoy hearing from you. So we have our own Facebook site. It's at FS Service in Action. That's at FS Service in Action. We'll post information about some of these programs that we talked about, and maybe we'll have some photos up there and some more information that will be helpful. But we want to hear from you. We want you to tell us about your service experience, maybe with some of the agencies that we've talked about already, or maybe a little shout out to one or all of these great ladies. We also invite you, please join us again next week when we bring you another inspiring, positive show about the stories of good people doing great things in our community. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.